From Quality Radio Productions, it's another edition of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell with another hour of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. We'll open this week's program with the title track from the 1971 album Church of Anthrax, the one and only collaboration between American minimalist composer Terry Riley and pioneering progressive rocker John Cale, later of the Velvet Underground fame. The two of them have the minimalist composer Lamont Young in common, and this is a one-off collaboration combining elements of avant-garde, classical minimalism, and jazz rock fusion. Terry Riley featured on soprano sax, piano, and organ. John Cale also featured on piano, organ, as well as guitar, viola, and harpsichord, and they're joined by drummer David Rosenboom. The title cut from Church of Anthrax. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Opening this week's program with selections from a pair of early 70s recordings, combining elements of the avant-garde with jazz rock fusion. We began with John Cale and Terry Riley, the title track from 1971's Church of Anthrax. We followed that with a selection from 1972 and Japanese percussionist and fusion pioneer Stomu Yamashita and his band Come to the Edge. Stomu featured on vibes and other melodious percussive instruments. He's backed here by a mainly British band, including Robin Thompson on piano, organ, and sax, Andrew Powell on bass, and Morris Pert on drums and additional percussion. From the 1972 album Floating Music, we listen to what would have been the opening cut of Side B of the original LP, and that would be Jingu. We'll continue on in an electric jazz vein as we turn next to a collaboration featuring two outstanding jazz guitarists, John Scofield and Pat Metheny, both on electric guitar, Pat also doubling on guitar synthesizer on some of the tracks. And this is the title track from their 1994 Blue Note collaboration, I Can See Your House From Here.
Thank you. Thank you.
selections featuring the guitar artistry of John Scofield and Pat Metheny. We heard the two of them collaborating on I Can See Your House From Here, the title track from their mid-90s Blue Note release. They were in a quartet with Steve Swallow on bass and Bill Stewart on drums. We then went back to the mid-70s for selections from each of these guitarists' debut recordings. The second piece in the set came from the debut album from Pat Metheny, the album Bright Size Life, released on ECM in 1976. The previous year, Pat was featured as part of the Gary Burton album Ring, also on ECM, with Mick Goodrick, additional guitarist, Eberhard Weber, bass, and drummer Bob Moses. For Bright Size Life, Pat was in a trio with Jaco Pastorius on bass and Gary Burton bandmate Bob Moses. We heard the track Cereborn. And lastly, from 1977, the debut album from John Scofield, entitled East Meets West, so named because the album was recorded in Japan and featured both American and Japanese musicians. John was in a trio with Clint Houston on bass and Motohiko Hino on drums. A couple of tracks also feature Teramasa Hino on trumpet, but there we heard just the trio. And John's tribute to the film actress Ida Lupino, simply entitled Ida Lupino. You are listening to Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell, and we have time for one more set of music this hour, and we'll listen in this set to a pair of European electric bass players and some of their monumental work from the 70s. First up will be German bassist Eberhard Weber and his debut album for the ECM label from 1973, The Colors of Chloe. Eberhard featured on bass, also cello and ocarina, Rainer Brüninghaus on keyboards, Ak van Rooyen flugelhorn, Peter Geiger drums, and the cello section of the Symphony Orchestra of Stuttgart. The title track from The Colors of Chloe. Thank you.
Thank you.
We started that set with Eberhard Weber and the title track from The Colors of Chloe from 1973. And lastly, French bassist Bernard Bunny Brunel from his 1978 album Touch, which he reissued a few years back on his website, bunnybrunel.com. He was joined on that session by Daniel Goyon on piano, Chick Corea synthesizers, Andrea Ceccarelli, drums and percussion, and the string section of the Nice Opera Company. And from that album, Touch, we heard Listen Now. And that will do it for this hour of Jazz Progressions. I'm Jake Longwell. Thank you, as always, for your company. I hope you enjoyed my selection. And do join me again when you can for more of the best of the avant-garde, free improvisation, and fusion. Jazz Progressions is distributed by Quality Radio Productions.